Hello, everybody. It is time for the next installment of the Mechtober series. This week, we will be covering not one, but two mechs from the Federated Suns in the Dark Age era. The first of these will be the Prey Seeker, and the second is the Scarecrow. Before we go into the background and stats of these two fearsome machines, I have some news to cover from Catalyst. First, we have the release of the TRO Dark Age. Now, the way I look at this product is that it feels like it is geared more towards newer players and returning players who hadn't kept up with the TRO series. The Dark Age technical readout contains 95 mechs and has a foreword from the future in 3250. Otherwise, it is just a conglomeration of units from various sources, including tech readouts 3075, 3085, 3085 supplemental, 3145, 3150, prototypes, as well as Interstellar Expeditions, Wars of the Republic, Experimental Tech Readout Republic 1, and Technical Readout Irregulars. It also has a section in the back that lists every mech in the book with advanced rules and where you can find them outside of the Battle Mech Manual. It doesn't have any vehicles, and for the most part, I would recommend it for players who are returning or have just come into the game and want to get a feel for mechs of the Dark Age era and some of what they can expect to see in the early Ilklan era. Catalyst has also announced the release of two more books in the Recognition Guide series, Rec Guide 25 and 26. They've also released images of the covers. It looks like 25 will have the chameleon on it, and 26 will have what looks like an updated version of the Woodsman. Now that we've talked about all the new releases from Catalyst that are coming up, and that have already come out, let's look at two mechs from the technical readout Dark Age. Actually, I think I'm wrong on that. One mech from Tech Readout Dark Age, one mech from Tech Readout 3145 Fed Suns, the Prey Seeker and the Scarecrow. Starting off with the Prey Seeker, it is an ultralight battle mech that shows up in TRO 3145 Federated Suns. The mech is 15 tons and uses every ton to its maximum effect for the job it was built for, scouting. The mech is powered by a lightweight 180 double extra light engine that comes in at 2.5 tons. This engine allows the Prey Seeker to reach speeds of up to 194 kilometers an hour. The mech is built on an endosteel chassis and uses an extra light gyro. Finally, it uses a small cockpit, which, while cramped, frees up even more tonnage, giving it as much available weight as possible for its armor protection and weapons payload. For protection, it carries 3.5 tons of standard armor, which is respectable for a mech of this weight, and carries a pair of torso-mounted re-engineered medium lasers for self-defense. The mech was primarily built for recon and serves well in this role. It is capable of traveling at speeds normally reserved for VTOLs and wing and ground effect vehicles. Additionally, in the Dark Age and beyond, where electronic warfare equipment is very common, the mech relies on passive recon such as listening to local radio traffic and direct observation. Another role that the mech has been shown to excel at is operations behind enemy lines as a light raider. With its lack of dependence on ammunition-based weapons, it is capable of operating for extended periods, usually paired with another Prey Seeker. They're capable of interfering with enemy logistics and can even be used to raid rear command and control assets. The Prey Seeker comes in at a battle value of 595. Now in Alpha Strike, the Prey Seeker is a battle mech, size 1, has a TMM of 4, and has movement of 24 inches. It has a short and medium of 2 with no long or overheat, and has armor of 2 with structure of 1. For specials, it has energy and re-engineered lasers with a cost of 26 points. By itself, it isn't a very potent mech. It is hard to hit and can cross half an average battlefield in one turn. In packs, though, the mech has the ability to be extremely frightening, as they generally have the speed to outmaneuver most units. And while 2 damage isn't extremely effective, an entire lance puts out 8 damage and will be capable of constantly keeping at least half, if not more, of that firepower in the enemy's rear arc. Now, where the Prey Seeker is a mech built to use its speed as its defense, the next mech we'll be looking at, the Scarecrow, uses stealth to its advantage. We don't know when the Scarecrow was officially built, but its existence has been known since the 3140s. The mech was designed for the Federated Suns for the purpose of hunting down and destroying infantry, but can also be used to hunt down enemy commanders or other high-value targets. The Scarecrow is a 40-ton mech built around an endocomposite structure and powered by a 200 extra light engine, giving it speeds of up to 86 kilometers an hour. The mech does have three jump jets, which don't give it the greatest jump capability, but in its intended role of hunting lightly armored targets and less maneuverable units, such as infantry, this is completely acceptable. The mech is cooled by 10 double heat sinks and has a compact gyro. Finally, the Scarecrow is protected by 8 tons of armor, making it decently armored for a 40-ton machine. The real defensive capability of the Scarecrow, though, comes with its Chameleon Light Polarization System, which is the gold standard of stealth technology in the Inner Sphere. Now, you'll have to excuse me here, but one of the things I've always loved about Battletech is the technology. The Chameleon system was originally developed for the Star League Defense Force for the Exterminator battle mech, for the role of headhunting. The Exterminator was highly successful in this role, and of course, the machines that didn't leave with Kerensky were hunted down and destroyed due to the threat they posed. That's something to get into deeper when we cover that mech. The system itself is capable of rendering the mech virtually invisible through the use of advanced adaptive camouflage and heat dispersal technology, allowing the mech to ambush an enemy at very close range. Getting back to the specifications of the Scarecrow, though, the mech is armed with a variety of weapons, primarily clan in origin, allowing it to engage highly effectively at short range. Very effectively might have been better there, but you know what? We're going to go on. First, as defensive armaments and systems, it carries Case 2, allowing it to survive an ammunition explosion, and has two battle armor pods, one in each leg, which act like a claymore mine when the mech is swarmed. It has a Bloodhound active probe, which allows it advanced capabilities in detecting hidden units so that it can have an edge against potential ambushers. In its right and left arms, it carries a Clan ER medium laser and four light machine guns, which are linked to a light machine gun array, and an Inner Sphere medium pulse laser. It has its ammunition for the machine guns in the torso with Case 2, and along its center line mounts an ER flamer in the head and center torso, along with a Clan ER medium laser in the center torso. The standard Scarecrow comes in at a battle value of 1475. There is an official public variant of the Scarecrow, which the Federated Suns owns up to. The Hobbled Scarecrow, as it is known, lacks the Chameleon system. It also removes the machine guns and arrays for a trio of medium lasers, one in each arm and a third in the torso, where the machine gun ammo is normally located. This variant of the mech is generally regarded poorly, as it is much slower than most mechs in its weight class. Without the stealth capabilities, is generally seen as just a slow-moving target. The Hobbled Scarecrow has a battle value of 1472. Now, looking at these two mechs in Alpha Strike, the Scarecrow UCU-F4 can be a pretty terrifying machine. It's type battle mech, size 2, target move of 2, and has a movement of 10 with 6 jump. The mech is classified as a brawler and has damage values of 4 at short and medium with no long and an overheat of 1. The mech has armor of 4 and structure of 2 and is a toolbox as far as its specials with Case, Bloodhound, ECM, Recon, Stealth, and unfortunately Jump Weak 1. The UCU-F4 comes in at a point value of 43. Now, the Hobbled Scarecrow, or UCU-F4R, in comparison, is 10 points cheaper and is different only in its special abilities as well as its damage values. This variant has damage values of 3 at short and medium, no long range damage, and overheat of 3. The mech also loses the ECM and stealth abilities. Overall, the Scarecrow or its Hobbled variant aren't abysmal in Alpha Strike. The standard Scarecrow would have to keep to cover, keep its TMM high as possible, though, while the Hobbled Scarecrow, on the other hand, is something of a slow one-shot wonder, and it's probably left off the battlefield unless a scenario specifically calls for its use. Now, one thing I didn't talk about though is why I paired these together. Other than the fact that they only have a small number of variants, is the fact that paired up, these things are quite scary. For example, the fact that the Prey Seeker could be used, well, I should say they're scary in campaign play. The Prey Seeker could be used to hunt down targets for the Scarecrow to come and eliminate, which, when you think about it, is pretty awesome, but also kind of like, ugh. So, like, if you paired up a pair of Scarecrows and a pair of Prey Seekers, the Prey Seekers could go hunt a target, and the two Scarecrows could go, once it's been spotted, actually go and kill it. Of course, there's also the fact that you could have three Prey Seekers and one Scarecrow, and the Scarecrow just does all the dirty work while the Prey Seekers find their targets. So, that being said, we do only have two Mechtober episodes left, one next weekend, and of course, a Halloween special. I do want to thank my patrons who have helped make this episode possible. And if you would like to help support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/unicorncompany, which is one word, or you can buy some minis from Myth Kitty Minis at mythkittyminis.bigcartel.com. Until next time, this is Unicorn Actual, signing off.